told the Deitzu.
This last part of the Mishnah we'll explain more later on. So now we're going back to the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says if you zorak, you throw a poshid from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, Yechayim. For the Gemara's Michti, Zrika told the Deitzuhi. Zrika throwing is only a tolda of Deitzu. His Yika Molochi is carrying out. If you hold the chayfas of some bread you pick up in your house and you walk with it outside, that's called Deitzu. So Zrika throwing it is only a tolda Deitzu. Hoitzah gufa fret Gemara hechik siva. Where does it say Hoitzah in the Torah that we should know Hoitzah is called an Av Molochi? Trashi Michti Zrika told the Deitzu. Akoch told he. The lenim nis biyavas melachas. It wasn't learned in the yavas melachas. The tolda the itzohi. Shein lecho lesita tolda av letita tolda av acher. The main hoytzohi. This is a type of hoytzoh hamura biyavas melachas. So the kashrut is how do you know that hoytzoh goof is an av melacha? This was the first place in the beginning of the Masechta that it says that since hoytzoh is a melacha druam, here we have to have a posseh to tell us that there's such a melacha hoytzoh. Because really, it's so you're not tooling off anything in the chayfetz. It's the exact same chayfetz. You're just carrying it from one rishus to another rishus. So it's a bissel madda. From rishus yochid to rishus yochid, it's muta. Pum, from rishus yochid to rishus rabim, it's chayiv. Like, how do we know that? So that's why here the Gemara says, Minon, where's the pasuk for this? That there's such an av malach of itso. Omer Rab Yechnen diyam akro. The pasuk says, V'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machne. That Moshe commanded them, So the Gemara, what to stop bringing the avoiders from Lochim, the avoiders for the Mishkan. Stop carrying out from your house to the Mishkan. Moshe and Hevi Yosef, where was Moshe sitting? Pamachna Leviya. Well, Machna Leviya was Shusar Rav and Hevi. Because that's where the whole Klai Yisrael came to Moshe. So around Moshe was called Shusar Rav. Shashi Machna Leviya was Shusar Rav and he, Shahoyu Hakil Mitsuy Meitzu Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Klai Yisrael was Motse near Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe told Klal Yisrael, "Leitefiku, don't take out v'teisu mirshus yochid ditchu lirshus rabim." Moshe told him, "Don't bring out on Shabbos chveitzim from your house, your rishus yochid, to meet rishus rabim." This is where they said the issa hoytzo on Shabbos. So drashi mirshus yochid ditchu miyolechem. Don't bring out things from your oil to me. The more I'm reminded of Shabbos koi, what's the right of the pasuk Moshe was telling him on Shabbos? Dilma b'chol koi. Maybe Moshe told him even in the middle of the week. Or mishum d'shlima lo malacha. Because he finished. You know, as he was telling the people, we have enough malacha for the Mishkan. Don't have to bring any more silver and gold. So what's the right he told him on Shabbos not to do it? Maybe tell him in the middle of the week not to do it. The Gemara could have said, the pasuk says, v'hamlocha hoy sedayim. The malacha was finished. Yeah. So this is part of the kasher. So maybe just told him not to bring out because the melacha was finished. And the Gemara, Gomar ha'avoru ha'avoru miyom ha'kippah. Learn out from Yom Kippur. Ksiv ha'ocha, here the posik says, v'yaviru kol b'machna. V'yaviru kol b'machna. V'ksiv ha'osim, it says, v'yom kippah, v'yavarte shayfa trua. Ma'al alam v'yoy moser. There they blew the shayfa because the Yom Kippur is also to do melacha. Avkan v'yoy moser. They blew the shayfa on the day that Tzasa means on Shabbos. So our Kopron Zot Gemara asked Chon Hoitzu. We see here from a posse that's also to do Hoitzu. Hachnosu minu. How do we know this Nisr Hachnosu? So the more that Hachnosu means to carry from Rishus HaRabin into Rishus HaYochid. And right, this is Tosfos first Svara that since Hoitzu is a Melacha Geruam, we don't know one from the other. So maybe the Torah only asked that he can't carry from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. How do we know now Hachnosu carrying from Rishus HaRabin back to Rishus HaYochid is also Chayiv? So Dmara Minolan, Dmara Svara, this is a Svarahi. Michti, Rishus L'Rishus, who? You carrying from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Mali Yafuki, Mali Yeluye. Might not mean if you're carrying it out from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin, or whether you're carrying it inside from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. So Dmara Miyu, Hoitzah Av. Hoitzah is called the Av Malach, that's what says the parish in the Posik. Moshe told him, don't carry out from your house. Hachnosa told him. But Achnosa carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid is only called the Toldah. More Michti, Ahol Mechayev, Ahol Mechayev, is a Mai Korolei High Av, if you're Mai Korolei High Toldah, what's Nafkumina, what's called Nav, what's called the Toldah, they're both Chayev. The more Nafkumina, the Ovich, the Ovis, Badi Adodi. If you do two Ovis together, Inami Shte Toldahs, Badi Adodi, Mechayev Tati. If you do two different Toldahs from two different Lochas, Mechayev too. The Yovit Av, the Toldah, the Day, Le Mechayev Elochodah. If you do the same Av with it told, it's told her, you only chayiv one. So that's enough for me to know what's called an Av, what's called a told her. But the moral of the Rebbe Lezer, the Mechayiv, I told him, Mokim Av. according to Rabbi Lezer Shita, that no, Yechayiv, even if you do an Av and a Tolda, Yechayiv too, is a my call a Yav, a my call a Tolda, my not Gemini, if it's plus an Av, what's a Tolda? And the Gemara Poshit, Hach, Devi, Bemishkan, Chashiv, Korol a Yav. Whatever was in the Mishkan was Chashiv, it's called an Av. Hach, Lehevi, Bemishkan, Chashiv, or Korol a Yav. What was not called in the Mishkan Chashiv, what was in the Mishkan, it's not Chashiv, is Lehevi, Bemishkan, Chashiv, is something that was not Chashiv. In the Mishkan, Le Korol a Yav. That's not called an Av. Inami hachtik siva koriya posha, whatever it says in the Torah, that's called an av. Vahai the like siva kura kori told him. That's like hachnosa, we only know from a svara, not from what it says in the Torah, that's only called the told him. Then nechnami, la locha the don't have to mean according to Ablezza between an av and a told him.
Sadik Vov Vez Voldic. With Miller Shal that Zurich, there's Nisa Zurich, you throw from a Shusa Yochet with Shus Rabbin. So Mor says that's a Tolda. It's a Tolda of Hoytzor. The Ikum Loch is Hoytzor, where you carry it directly out from a Shusa Rabbin to from a Shusa Yochet to a Shusa Rabbin. Yeah. So the Mor says, for Hod it's now. Hazurik dal damis bekoisil is lemala miyutfachim kizurik biyaver. If you throw in Rishus Rabin dal damis, now it ends up on the koisil. As you throw like a date that gets stuck against the wall, so if it lands lemala miyutfachim, it's higher than 10 tfachim off the ground. It's kizurik biyaver that you potter, because you say this Rishus Rabin only goes up 10 tfachim. Higher than 10 tfachim is not called in Rishus Rabin. Lamatim yutfachim, but if you throw it and it lands on the wall that it's less than yutfachim off the ground, then tizurik biyoritz yichayif. So if you throw a shus rabim dal damas and it lands on the wall which is less than yutfachim off the ground, yichayif. And poshit vihazurik borot dal damas. If somebody standing in a shus rabim and he throws something away from him dal damas, is chayif. Pshit is a malachis hazurik. Weiter, Zor, for the Gemara, Zor, Dal, Damas, Rishus, Rabbi, Minol, and the Mechayiv. How do we know there's such a Chiyiv? By being Zorak. And there's not like we said, like the Tois says here, the first Tois in the beginning of the Masechta, that Hoitso is a Melocha Gerua. Hoitso is a very bad Melocha, because you're not doing anything to the Chayfetz. It's the exact same Chayfetz. What's the difference if you carry it here, carry it there, or Rishus, Yochot, Rishus, Yochot, Yepoteh, Punktin, Rishus, Rabbi, Mechayiv, it's a Melocha Gerua. Every other malach, you do something to the chayfetz. You're boina, you're kaysev, you're moichid, you're doing something. So that's why here the Gemara can say, the eskash is, how do we know every little thing is chayef? Like we only have a posik for hoitzor. That's mamach, you carry out from a shus yachat to a shus rabin. Then we say, hachnosa, bringing it in from a shus rabin to a shus yachid, is a svara. That's how we know you're chayef. Now for the Gemara, how do you know Zurich is chayef? Where was Zurich in the Mishkan? By standing in Rishus Rabim, you're not walking. You just take a chayfas and zorik, throw it away, dal damis, mech it taste yichayiv, min dalon dem yichayiv. Omer Rabbi Yashio, da hava min arish, yikein orge yirias. When you used to weave the yirias, the curtains in the Mishkan, zorki machteim zelazeh. They used to throw the needles one to the other. And mustamba, they were dal damis away. So that's some locha chashuva of throwing dal damis. For the Gemara, orgin machten lomalu. If you're weaving, what do you need a needle for? A needle you do when you're sewing, not for weaving. Weaving doesn't have any needles. So B'chad didn't throw needles. Elo shekein teufri yirias. Don't say weaving, but say sewing. The malacha of teufri, of sewing, the yirias, was zorkim achteim zilazim. When you had to sew it, they used needles. So maybe they used to throw the needles one to the other. For the Gemara, reduma gabhi adodi hevi yasvi. Who said they were so far away, one from the other? Even if they had to throw the needles, maybe they were close, one next to another. So they didn't throw a dal damas. So the Gemara name, Moti Hadodi B'machten. If they'd be so close together when they're doing the work, Mistama, their hands would hit one another with the needle. Like if a guy's working and sewing, you don't want to sit right next to him. You're afraid that while he's moving his hands with the needle, his needle will poke you. So therefore, it's not Mistama, they were sitting next to another. So therefore, we have there's a malacha that used to throw the needles one to the other, and they're away dal damis. So you see, there's a malacha zorik. True, they weren't sitting on top one of another, but who said they had to be so far away of Dal Damas? Maybe they were only 2 amas away. They were 3, 4 feet away. Who said they had to be 4 amas away? Elo Amarav Chizda, Shekein Oreg Yerias, the people that were weaving the Yerias, Zarkin Boichir, they threw their Boichir, Beiria, they threw it through the Yeria. That this is I didn't bring the pictures here, of Melecha Sariga is, what your weave is, usually you have strings going straight up, and then you throw a piece of string straight through it. That makes the weaving. Like you have strings coming up, and instead of going in like this, the strings are spread out, then you take the bochir, that's like the shuttle, full of cotton, and you throw it through it. That's a bochir. Hi, Mr. Hashem, on May 10th, there's going to be a showing here, the Melecha Sariga. Some will do signs about it. We'll see exactly what it is, the Bechir. There are picture books also on Melechis Ariga. But the Bechir is called the Shuttle, what they throw a piece of material through the weaver. So for that Gemara, they used to throw this Bechir. So maybe that they threw the Aldamas. They threw the Bechir, the string of wool, through the weaver. For the Umar Ashtens, even if they threw it through, but they were holding the string in the hand. Just the Bechir itself went straight through. But what you're holding, you're still holding on to the string. That's not called a good Zrika. Like if you're holding on to the string, that's not called a Zrika. And for the Gemara Benischa Basra, the last like stitch, the last time you throw the wool through the weaving, that time you didn't hold on to the material anymore. Like you let it go straight through and goodbye. Let it go there. You're not holding on to it anymore. So that's the case where you throw something daldams. Ashen Sprati Gemara b'mok and patur kozla. You're throwing it through the weaver. So there's no Rishus Rabin. We want a case that you're throwing being Zorik and Rishus Rabin daldams. If you throw it through the weaving machine is not a Rishus Rabin. At most, it's a mok and patur. So vayti yinat chayiv. Where's the case that they threw in the Mishkan daldams? So Rashi learns. See Rashi, Teifri Rizat Rashi, Maitz Roikim, used to sow. Gabi Adodi, Batech Amo Achas. Maybe they're sitting one next to another. V'yein Tzrichel Nizrik El Lohoshet, to be able just to hand to one to another. Teret says, Moti Adodi B'machtin. Kishu Moitzchin Esachot, when they stretch out the string, Makin Zer Zer B'machet. They would hit one another with the needles. So it's not in the star where they sat so close to another. But Vait Efect Gemara, maybe they were 2 amas away. What's the right? They were 4 amas away. Elamai, they used to throw the Bechir. Rashi Kli. Shekona shall oriv, that it's a kli kona, or the kona, a reed, shall oriv, that the string is going across the weaving, nosen boy, that's you put the material to go across. Shezorkin, vein shnei doifni heria. You have 2 sides of the rear of the shesti, the string is going upwards, and the way you weave is you throw the string now across it. So you used to throw this bochir, the shuttle you used to throw across. Fedimar's drashe, vali ogdavi yodoi, chut shall oriv, hu oiches. You used to hold the string in your hand. The akona nichrech b'chud, and this reed is wrapped around with string. We had a nishmat mimenu, even though you throw like the reed, but it's still attached to the string, and you're holding the string in your hand. So that wouldn't be called a zrika. And there it says, benitzcha basra, b'chud ta'achron, the last stitch, shakona nishmat mehachud, v'yabachia neifel, like at the end of the material. So the shuttle that has the material wrapped around it, when you throw it now, it gets detached from the material. So that's called the good zrika. It's still b'mokem p'tur cause the drashba b'mokem p'tur ozlo. Dein doifne hayriya between the weaver, it's a mokem p'tur. V'yein zeh v'shus harab mel mokem p'tur dein rachav dalad. The whole weaving machine is not rachav dalad. So how do you have the case that there was zurich and the mishkan dalad amish v'shus harabim? So the Gemara Ella Shekein Orge Yeriya, I tell you, the people that used to weave the curtains, Zorkin Borchir Lishulayim, they used to throw this reed full of the material around it, Lishulayim, to other people that want to borrow it. As one person used to use it, and when he got finished with it, he would lend it to somebody else, so the person that wanted to borrow it, he would throw it to him, Dal Damas away. So who said the different people that were weaving together sat so far away that they had to throw it to one another? Maybe they were sitting close to one another. And if the person wanted your bukhir, he would hand it to you. And the Gemara, Moti Hadodi Bechafis. No, but they can't sit next to another, they'll get hit. Shashi Bechafis, Kumai Chafis Chalukai. that when they use this bochir, it has to stretch it out far, so people won't be sitting one next to another. Who says they were sitting right next to another? So they're sitting like zigzag. They're sitting opposite one another in a way that even if you stretch out your hands, you won't hit one another. But they were not dal damas away. So Mela, you have no right. You used to throw it to a person dal damas away. So Drashi Shachufa Yevi Meshachvi, Lielom Gabi Adodi Hevi Yasvi, all the people that were weaving by the curtains of the Mishkan sat next to another. Ela Shemu Chavonim Ela Ze Nimshach Lefnim Vizeli Yacher. They were sitting a little like zigzag. They made sure they weren't sitting mamish right next to another. Then they'll get hit from the chaver. The one sat up, one sat back a little bit. But they were in Dal, they were close together within Dal Damas. So you have no right, anybody threw anything, Dal Damas. Dal Damas. For the Moravaita. Vesu, me, Shili, me, Hadodi, did they have to borrow their materials or the tools to one another when they were weaving? V'atanyu Ludoi, we learned the Bryce Ludoi says, Yerusha, some says, B'yalkadisa, Levi said, the Pasuk says, Ish Mimlachtoi, Asherhema Oisim, they were doing the Malacha and the Mishkan with their own Malachtoi. Is Mimlachtoi who Oisa, V'yenu Oisim Mimlechas Chaveroi, that everybody had their own tools, their own material to use to weave the curtains with. They did not have to. They did not have to borrow their. They did not have to bother their friends. So there was never such a case that one would have to throw his bochiyah to lend it to his friend. Everybody had their own material, their own tools. V'su, I feel you want to make a hekatimsa that they threw something in the Mishkan. There's another halacha though. Mavir dald amas b'shusarav minola demechayiv. We know there's a cloud that even if you walk with a chayfis dald amas b'shusarav, that's called mavir. You pick up the chayfis and the shusarabim, and you walk down and then put it down. Also, yichayiv is right in the kashim. We know the mechayiv. How do we know that such a chayiv? Has he bowed to it? Saw as a mlocha grua. Like, what are you doing now? It's the exact same chayfis, the exact same apple. What do I care that you picked it up with shusarabim and walked down and put it down? Why should he be chayiv? It's the exact same apple. What did you do to it? We know the mechayiv. So at the Gemara, you have to say a lekol dald amas b'shus rabin Gemara gemirula enachnami. It's like halach l'moshe m'sinai. There's no postik for it. There's no svara for it. It's halach l'moshe m'sinai that moving dald amas b'shus rabin, whether you're mafu, you're walking with the chayfis, or whether you zurek, you throw it. It's halach l'moshe m'sinai that you chayif. Shashi mafu dald amas hevi loytol shem loimron. That's right. By the Amrav Yehuda Mashmuel mekoshesh. The Maisa with the Makosha did the first Malacha is Mechal Shabbos. What Malacha did he do? Mavir Arba Amos Rishus Rabin Hezi. He did the Isser of Haitzor. He was carrying the Chayfis through the Rishus Rabin Dalad Amos. That's why he was Chayv Misa. But Masnisa Ton, another Brisa says, Tolish Hezi. The Malacha the Makosha was doing was he was picking off the branches off the tree. That's called the Malachas Tolish. And for this he was Chayv Misa. We'll still see what the Nafkamina is. Rav Acha, Rabbi Yaakov Omar, Ma'amir Hevi. Notice the branches were already cut off the trees, and they were all on the ground, and he was collecting them together. So putting the branches together, since that's the Mokem Gedulei, where these branches grew, they fell off the branches, fell off the ground, the floor, all spread out. If you bring them all together, that's called the Melechus Maimer. So that's why the Mekoshes was Chayiv Misa, he did the Yav Melech of Maimer. So Rashi, Marva Daldamas Hevi. Loi Toshin, he didn't have to pull it off the tree. Loi Imran, he didn't have to pull them together. El Haviram Daldamas Akach Nerit. First one it says, the Malachi did was, he walked Daldamas with the wood. Ma'amr, next one it says, no. Talushin, Umufuzarim Hoyu. These branches were cut off ready before Shabbos, but they were spread out. The Omran, and he put them together now, pulled them, made them a pile together. To the Amoran, Haiman, the Chonif, Milcha, Chayim Mishumamr. If you collect together salt, Yechai Mishumamr. And the other man, the Yomah, says, it was a Melechus Tolish. He was pulling off the branches off the tree. That's why he was Chayiv Misa. So tomorrow, Matzah Nafkimina, Lamai Nafkimina, what the Mekoshes did, he did a Melech on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. So tomorrow, look at the Rav. It's Nafkimina to Rav's Din. The Yomah Rav, Mutsasi Megillah Storim. I found the Megillah Storim, Trashi, that means, Shastirom Lefi Shein Kaisim Melechus. At that time, Terush Shabbat Peh, it's also to write down. So some people used to write down probably the chedushim not to forget it. So they were allowed to write it down, but they hid it. It wasn't for public use. So it's called Megillah Storim, a hidden Megillah. Bei Rabbi Chiya, by Rabbi Chiya's Beis Medrash. The Kosef Bei was written there, Ise Ben Yudu Aymer, Ovas Molochis Aboyim Chosrachis. That's the Mishnah, there are 39 Ovas Molochis. V'yena Chayiv Elachis. Yoni Chayiv on one of them. Tread Gemara Achas Vesu Loi is a chart to say Yoni Chayiv one for all 39 Molochis. The Yotanan we learned before, the Mishnah says, Ovas Molochis Aboyim Chosrachis. It says the number, there are 39 Ovas Molochis. Vavinimbo, we had a kasha, minyona lomali. Why does the Mishnah have to say, count for us this 39? Treat them. If you look at all the malachis, the Reya, Kaitzer, you'll see there are 39. Why does the Mishnah have to say, beferish there are 39? The Yomer Rabbi Yechon, and Yechon gave a teretz, shemos and kulam, belam echod, chayav akolachas viachas. Come to tell me a chiddish, that sometimes you could be chayav 39 chatois on one Shabbos. If you did all lamates malachas, belam echod, you chayav 39 chatois. So how could you say, if you do all the melachas, you only chayiv one, it says, klo yechayiv every single one, a separate chattis. So the Gemara Eima, what the Megillah's term meant to say, Eina chayiv alachas mehen. On one of them, you're not chayiv. Now what do you mean you're not chayiv on one of them? I have just said, yechayiv 39 chatois. Say nechnami, if you do all 39 melachas b'sheigeg, yechayiv 39 chatois. But one of these obvious melachas, you're not chayiv misa if you do it amazing. That's what it says in the Megillah's Torah, Mechidish. The Megillah's Torah says that one of these 39 malachis, if you do it the mezid, you're not chayiv misim. And we don't know which one he meant. Is so the Gemara says, nafkamina now. We have Yehuda pshitalei demay mechayiv. Since Rabbi Yehuda learns that the Mekoshis, he did it the mezid, and he was chayiv misim. So Rabbi Yehuda learns the malachi he did was mavir. He carried the piece of wood, naldam as Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we know that for mavir, for haitzor, you are chayiv misim. And that the Megillah's term said that one of the melachis, you don't have a chayiv misa, it's not talking about mavir. Umas nisam pshitalei. The toilish chayiv. Another one says, the Brisa says, the Mekoshis did toilish. So the nafgamina, since the Mekoshis was chayiv misa, we know if somebody's toilish on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. That was not the yav melacha that the Megillah's term said, for one, you're not chayiv misa. Vayetir avachar by Yaakov pshitalei, the maim chayiv. He said that the Mekoshis did the Maimer, and for that he was Chayiv Misa. See, so Avariah, for this Av Malach, is a Chayiv Misa. Masav Aho Miyaslei Mestavka, or Masav Aho Miyaslei Mestavka. Now, if Kamina is, which of us do we have a Sofik if you're Chayiv or not? The one that says Mekoshis was this Malach, he got Misa, that's not a Sofik, that's a Vadi Chayiv Misa. Trashi Vein Chayiv Elachas. Our Koch is a Trashi, Linyan Shoigu Koma, that's a Havamina, Ulechatis. The Geir Techatis, you only Chayiv one Chatis. To the Mezid, Trey Katl and a Katlik. Because if we're talking about Mezid, what do you mean Yoni Chayiv won? Anyway, you can't get two Mises. Olochi Porach, Wanan, Tanan, we learned Faket, if Yechanan said, Yechayiv 39 Chatois. The Teretz was, Vein Chayiv Alachas Mihin. Avada true. You do 39, Yechayiv 39 Chatois. Now the Megillah's term says, for one of them, you're not Chayiv. It's Rashi, Misa. It means for one of them, if you do it to Mezid, you're not Chayiv Misa. Yesh Ben Achas, Shaina Neregole. For some reason, one of these Avos Malachas, if you do the Mezid, you don't get killed. Well, they perish, and the Megillah didn't say Ezehi. Vahashtal, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Zu Havara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sofik does not go on Havara. Sherei Nereg Mekoshis Oleo. Well, the Masnitzin ain't Telish Brace the Sofik, because according to the Masnitzin, they did the Malachas Telish, they got Misa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Achoi, Rabbi Yaakov, it wasn't Maimer. That's enough to me. Tana Rabbonin. Mekoshesh, who was the one that did the Malachas? The first one do the Chilu Shabbos, Zet Slochot. That's Rabbi Akiva Yisudashin. V'chein huayim, what's the Raya with Slochot? V'yiu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, v'yim tzuish. They found a man. They found a man that was being Mekoshesh. So the Pasuk calls him an Ish. Another Pasuk says, Ovinu meis b'midbar. Our father died in the Midbar. So ma lahal and Slochot, just like before it says b'midbar, v'yim tzuish. Just like here, it's the Vinu Meis Midbar. It's talking about Slothchot, he died in the Midbar. Is Afkan, the Pasuk before that says Tam, Vayu B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar, Yim Tzuish, they found the person that died in the Midbar, Mistamat Slothchot, Divri Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva's Drosha. That who was the Mekoshes? It was Slothchot. Even though the Pasuk doesn't say Beferish, he dashes this Zereshava. Omele Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mesei Rakiva, Ben Kachu Ben Kachatos Litzenes Adin. You know, for your drosh, it's not nice what you're dashing, and you're going to get a klep for it. You're going to get a minus for it. Omoneshach. If kidvarecha, if what you're saying is true, that the Mekoshis was Slavchad, is a Torah kisosay, v'yata megaloi soy. The Torah didn't say his name. The Torah didn't want to megalo to us who it was. So how come you're dashing to tell us who it is? It's not nice. It's like Lashon Hara. V'yim lav, and elamai, you're wrong, that it wasn't Slavchad, ha'vazayata moitzilad, ha'loisitzadik. You're being moitzilad. You're saying Slavchad was the Mekoshis, and it wasn't the Mekoshis. So you're being moitzilad. But the Gemara of Yelo Hogomor Gzereshov.